Hong Kong police forced to overturn ban on protest against annoying Big Mama singers. By John Hayward on September 20, 2019. Hong Kong police on Friday rescinded their ban against a protest march scheduled for Saturday afternoon, although they added a restriction that the event, which is somewhat tangential to the main thrust of the protest movement, must conclude sooner than originally scheduled to reduce the risk of violent behavior after dark. The Hong Kong Free Press explained the unusual nature of the Saturday protest. The Reclaim Tuan Moon event, the second of its kind since the anti-extradition bill movement began, is targeted at the singing aunties who frequently appear in the local park. Organizers have demanded that the government change its regulations to prohibit begging and performing for money in the park, to improve law enforcement, and to listen to complaints from the neighborhood. The march will begin at the San Wo Lane playground at 2 p.m. and will head towards the Tuan Moon government offices. Organizers received permission for the event to last until 5 p.m. The Dai Mas and Tuan Moon Park are no longer just a problem of noise pollution. There is a fully fledged industry behind them. Tuan Moon residents, Hong Kongers, are you willing to see your park become a free platform for Dai Ma groups to earn money every day? The organizers wrote. Police on Wednesday banned the event citing concerns over potential violence and traffic obstruction. However, the appeal board on public meetings and processions overturned the decision on Friday and gave the march a green light. The phrase Dai Ma or Dama means Big Mama and is meant as a derisive reference to the appearance and inappropriate behavior of many park singers. To put the popular opinion of the singers bluntly, they are seen as middle-aged women singing bad karaoke tunes while dressed in skimpy outfits to catch money from old men who hang around in the park. A large protest against the Dai Ma singers was held in July, denouncing them as visual and audible nuisances who often made park visitors uncomfortable by engaging in indecent behavior or actively soliciting prostitution. A smaller but spirited counter-protest was soon held by old men who wanted the Big Mamas to come back. "I paid to touch the ladies' hands. Why can't I touch Dai Mas?" One of the dismayed men marching under a "singing is not a crime" banner asked plaintively. The problem has obviously got out of control. 10 years ago, it was only Cantonese opera singers who performed in an orderly, respectful manner. Now it's just these groups singing songs nobody wants to hear, and trying to outsing each other by turning up the loudspeakers to full blast, Hong Kong Democratic Party councillor Catherine Wong Lai Sheng remarked in July. According to park rules, the singers are not supposed to be using loudspeakers at all. The Dai Ma protest flowed into the massive demonstrations against mainland Chinese infringements of Hong Kong's autonomy over the summer, in part because the Tuan Moon marchers shared the larger protest movement's unfavorable view of Hong Kong's government officials and police. After the demonstration in July, a good deal of anger was expressed at the police for cracking down much harder on the demonstrators than on the Dai Ma. Some believe the Dai Ma are indulged by Hong Kong authorities because most of them are mainland Chinese. The most dire version of this critique holds that the Dai Ma are encouraged to ply their trade by the mainland Chinese government as part of its campaign to erase Hong Kong's unique culture. Tuan Moon's self-entertainment zones were ostensibly scrapped after the July protest, but a backlog of already approved performance applications was allowed to proceed. Organizers of the protest scheduled for Saturday insist the Dai Ma are still a major concern which the authorities have not addressed despite their promises.